When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Kind of Funny podcast. I'm your host, Nick Scarpino, alongside the second best baby blues in all of San Francisco, and soon to be the best beard in all of San Francisco, because this thing's getting thick.
It is
thick right now.
It's getting thick in a way that, like, it's such a problem. I don't like it at all, but I've been trying to get my hair cut, and the world has just been against me. I've been busy. Things have been happening today. I'm like, you know what? I got a little bit of time. I got like an hour free. I'm going to go to Supercuts, do my thing. Supercuts closed.
Yeah.
Why is it just closed on a Wednesday? Mm-hmm. That doesn't even make sense.
No.
And see, I have a thing about balance. You know what I mean? I can't shave this until I shave this. It's a whole thing.
I think you haven't. I think you have. One of the things I appreciate is you adhere to a certain aesthetic. You like looking sharp. You like looking clean. You get your hair cut every couple weeks, which is great. But right now, you're in that pandemic beard category.
I know.
And it's liberating. I think you just get the hair trimmed up and keep growing the beard out longer, and you and I can have a beard off.
But we'll see, some happens. Say liberating and some say itchy. And I happen to be one of those people.
You got
to
push through the itchy face.
I'm not pushing through it. I don't think I can do that.
Tim, some people were talking about your hair looking like curls if you grow it long enough.
Mm-hmm. Today. He has curly hair.
Do you think you have curly hair?
Kevin was saying on the stream today, Kevin was saying on the stream today that you have straight hair, and I said no. When he put stuff through, it's very curly.
Well, he used to have such a bowl cut. Remember that bowl cut? Your hair was straight then.
No, it was never straight. It would always curl out. There's the bell curve.
Also joining us on the podcast today, the Hispanic heartthrob, Texas Treat, Latino Heat, clicking hands and ripping them to shreds, the Globetrotting headshot Nitro Rifle from Twitch.tv, Mr. Andy Cortez.
I would do anything to like have some sort of bet. I guess not even really a bet. I just want Tim to like be embarrassed for 2 weeks and just dye his beard the deepest black beard you've ever seen. Like, it would look so fake and awful, and I really wanted to see it because it wouldn't match anything. It would just be like, one day Tim shows up on the webcam and you're like, oh, hey, good morning, Tim. You're like, whoa, what did you do to your beard? And it is like just jet black. Yo, I really want to see that.
I love this. I love this.
How hard is it to dye a beard? Like, can I just do that?
It's super easy.
Oh, easy.
You get the beard dye for men that you can get like a Safeway.
Yeah.
And you just comb it through and it lasts for, not that I would know. I've never tried this before.
Yeah.
But hold that thought, Tim. Put a pin in that.
Yes, I will.
Joining us again on the podcast for the second week in a row, the Czar of Gnar, hot off of the slopes of Tahoe. I know, Kevin, I said it. I was like, he wasn't on the podcast last week. I don't know why.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
2 weeks ago, right?
No, it was 2 weeks
ago. I was with Greg,
Mike.
Yo, what up, everybody? Thanks for having me on the pod today. I'm excited to bring the fun, bring some steez into your life, as I like to call it. And let's get back to Tim's beard because it's super dope.
Now, Mike,
I do like the gray in there too, Tim.
I do.
I
love
it a lot.
I like the he's got going on. Mm-hmm. But here's what I'm going to say, Mike. You're a gambling man, and I'm a gambling man. And all of us have beards here, including Kevin. Mm-hmm. What set of circumstances do we do so the next person that loses Mario Party has to dye their beard jet black?
Now look, here's the deal. I love that. But I will volunteer as tribute on this one because I feel like there is layers to this joke that I need to figure out. Because I don't know if I've talked about this on content. I think it just came up recently because my beard has gotten out of control, and what used to be a small little tuft of white is now like just the majority of my face.
It's looking good though.
But it is what it is. I'm not trying to turn into that conversation. But what I will say is, many years ago, when I first started getting the little tiny white patch in the beard, Gia told me, she was like, if you ever dye your beard, I'm going to tell everybody. And I was like, oh my God. Like, it was like the most fucked up thing I think she has ever said to me. And she immediately was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't mean, and she'll bring it up every once in a while of just like, I'm
still gonna tell everyone.
Years ago when I said that, like, if you died, I promise you I wouldn't tell people. And I'm like, first off, everyone would know. Second off, I love that you still think about this because you know how fucked up it was to say that. Just be cool, keep it cool. So now here's the thing, everyone, chat, all the viewers out there, yeah, be I cool. Like don't tell Gia about it. I'm just going to fucking dye the beard.
Whoa.
now,
and we're I like this.
We're in the circle of trust. We're brainstorming right now.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to dye it like jet black, or do you think what do Kevin and I need to do to convince you to go bleach blonde with the beard?
Match the drapes, you know.
You have the curtains match the drapes.
Eyebrows blonde or something like
Whoa.
That.
Whoa. Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know about all that. And remember, I tried dyeing myself blonde before and it didn't work out too well. So I like That's the true. Idea of black because it looks like I'm trying to hide something.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Blonde is just like a weird fucking call, but black is like I'm going through a midlife crisis. Like I think that's really funny.
Do the Dan Bilzerian, grow that shit out even more, and then invite me over to your house, and I will sculpt that shit, and it'll look like a Lego add-on. It'll be so angular there won't look like a beard. It'll just be like. Looking like, right? Isn't it like the most fake artificial?
Yeah, he's got a weird one.
Can you bring up Dan Bilzerian? Well, that's a hard.
Be careful with whatever you bring.
Yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah. Don't bring up like.
Oh, there you go. Good call out right there. Be careful what you bring up.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, yeah, be careful. Be careful what you pull. But while Kevin's trying to figure out how to spell Bilzerian, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kinda Funny podcast where each and every week, four, sometimes five best friends gather on these podcast mics to shoot the breeze. If you want to support this show, you can do so by subscribing to our channel, or if you want to be extra cool, go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny and throw us a couple bucks. You get all sorts of cool perks, including this show ad-free. You can ask us some questions live and be there while we're recording it, and you get the exclusive Patreon-only post-show. Shout-out to our Patreon producers this month, Gordon McGuire, Delaney Twinning, Bionicle in Review 2020, James Davis, and Pranksky. You are the best of the best. And of course, this episode is brought to you by Purple Mattress DoorDash, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. Quick housekeeping thing, our Elden review is live right now if you guys want to go check that out. But I know what you guys are thinking. I'll make my own opinion on stuff. But what is Scream 6 going to be called? What are we going to refer to Scream 6 as once that movie comes out? And we, of course, add it to our famous in review list. There's a video up right now over on our main channel that will tell you exactly what we've decided. And once it's been decided, Paramount, don't be fucking cowards.
Well, there is.
Oh, yeah, Andy, that went up. Sorry, did I forget to tell you?
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. It's live. YouTube.com/kindoffunny. It's a glorious 11-minute video that could have been 2 minutes, hits that point where about 4 minutes in, you're like, I'm still laughing at this. And then here you are, 11 minutes. You're like, was that worth it? If you like us at all, I'm going to say yes.
I think it was. I do think it was. I think that one of my favorite comments, sometimes people leave banger comments, and I'm almost sad. I'm almost like scared to admit it, but some of these that roast us the best make me laugh the most. But someone's like, did I regret watching all 11 minutes of this? Yes. But did I laugh the entire time? Yes. But there's still regret. There was still regret on that. A lot of people said could have been 4 minutes. A lot of people said could have been 2 minutes. A lot of people said this did not need to happen at all. But it did, because
why
that's what
this,
we like to
why
do
does it look so weird in this one?
It looks the fake, right?
Photoshopped,
It's such a weird looking beard. A weird beard.
It's a weird beard.
Dan Bilzerian is such a weird, fascinating dude. He's so weird.
You're normal looking there.
I mean, he talks about like how, like, I've had 50 girlfriends at one point, and he just seems like a not great dude.
I just think his whole life is make-believe. I think it's all just completely make-believe. Yeah. And nothing he does is true. And all of these women, he, of course, pays to just be around him and hawk his brands and stuff like that. And
I don't want to know the full story about him. So don't try to correct me, chat.
The less this I know, the better on this
one. This is the mythology I'm building in my head, okay? Mm-hmm. In my opinion, he played poker and he got rich. And then now I don't know what he's doing with his life. Obviously, he's just getting fucking sculptors to make a beard for him. I don't know what he's up to. What's he paying for?
Do you think he has a beard guy every week come in and trim that thing up?
Do you think?
Yeah.
Do you think he seeks second opinions, or like you do for a doctor every once in a while, but for the beard?
And actually, bigger question: does he let the original barber know that he's getting a second opinion? Because that's always the awkward thing, right? When I had my ortho appointment for my knee. I was like, this is awkward, but I want to get a second opinion on this. And so I had to call the office and ask them for
you called the same Oh, I see.
No, I wanted to go to a different ortho. Someone that one of my other friends had recommended that they had gone to, and I was like,
"That's fine." I feel like that's normal.
But it was weird.
You shouldn't feel guilty. No, you shouldn't feel guilty.
What I
also wasn't your it wasn't his doctor.
No.
What I picture, Kevin, is Nick talking. Nick calls the hospital, is like, or he's like talking to the doctor. The doctor's like, "Yeah, you're gonna have to do this and that," and he's like, "Can I talk to your manager?" I don't know if this is the best way to go about it.
What I picture is him be calling the same place and be like, "Yeah, don't connect me to Dr. Eric's. Can I get
Kevin, Brandon? No lie. I was like, "Hey," I called the main office, right? And this is one of those, like, you know, a lot of these specialty doctors, like orthopedic surgeons, stuff like that, they don't there's like four or five of them that are in, they share an office. And there's one up on California that I went to. And there was kind of a very old office, by the way, one of those offices that where they, like, they just started making money in 1985 and were like, why the fuck would we do anything other than put that money in the bank? Why would we ever paint a wall?
Change
the artwork from, it's all yachts, Kevin. Yeah. It's always yachts. There's just yachts.
There's still like grime from when people used to smoke in buildings on the wall.
Oh yeah. Pegboards. There's pegboards everywhere.
Like, oh, they were so popular in the 80s.
So popular in the
80s. A power washer. Yeah.
But I called, Andy, I called the front desk and I was like, listen, I don't want to make this a big deal. I don't want to escalate this at all. But can I just, need to get my x-rays. And they're like, well, I'll connect you with Dr. So-and-so.
No.
I don't, that's an unnecessary step. We don't need to take that.
What do you need them for, Nick? What's going on?
Just, I would like to have them for my records.
I was going to commemorate them. I was actually going to frame them.
They're here the whole time. If you need them, they're always here. I was like, yeah, I just want them. I'd be more comfortable if they're here, if they're on my side. They're like,
well.
We're idiots. Snowbike Mike. You took the morning off.
Took the morning off.
And you shrouded the gnar. How did that go for you? I know there was a big debate over the last 5 days Andy, I don't know if you were paying attention to this, but I certainly was. I was riveted by this. Snowbike Mike was wondering what his steez was going to be on the slope. Was it going to be, he was going to either wear all black or all white. And my vote was for the all white because, and I quote, this black helmet that I have is two sizes too small and it's actually squeezing my brain out of my eyeballs. That's what he said. So which one did he end up going with, Mike?
You know, Kevin does have a photo. It was a steezed full day. All right. So I'm going to break it down for you in two ways here. Okay, Tim, buckle up. Cause we're going on a ride now.
I'm bucked, baby. Feel free to break it down in multiple ways.
Okay. Yeah. To start off the day, it was a sick day, everybody. Okay. Yeah. We hit first chair. We shredded some nice fresh cut corduroy. Okay, there was a little dust on crust, so you had that floating feeling like you were hitting some nasty pow lines, but it wasn't quite, because when you dug that edge in, you could feel the shrep of the gnar, okay? But then we pulled up, we had a couple of drinks, we had some nice food, said hello to the gang, and then we steezed out at about 2 o'clock before the line got too long. Now, to break it down in layman's terms for normal people, Tim, it was a great day, okay? We started off, we were there at opening, we were the first ones on the slopes, it was a really beautiful day. All of the groomers were nice and easy. There was a nice fresh level of snow that just kind of layered the top that just made the riding that much better. And it was fun to get back out on the bike again. I got my friend JD in town and it started off kind of gloomy, kind of cloudy, a cold day. But as you see here in this photo, by the afternoon, it broke and it became that California bluebird day. So it was really, really special. And of course, you know, I got them fruit by the foots on me. At all times.
Oh my God, is that what that is?
You have in your
mouth right now?
Yeah, I mean, you need the energy boost, so like, why not bring them? You know what I mean?
Also, if that bear attacks you, they love fruit by the foot.
Oh, they love it.
Take bang, that's right. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's a decoy grenade. Like, it was a really special day. And so when we talk about the steez, Nick, right? What was the steez choice? There's a lot that goes into this, everybody. I want you all to know. Because here in California, it's all about eyes on me, looking pretty, right? Tim Geddes, I'm the best baby blue. Want everybody to look at me, right? But when you're out there in the Rockies, as Kevin's been before, it's all about staying warm and not freezing to death. So nobody cares about getting looked at. East Coast people, I don't want to talk about you double XL sweatshirt jabronis, okay? But over here on the West Coast, it's all about me, 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 me. And I had a deep thought, Andy Cortez. It's 24 degrees out. It's windy. You got a nice little ice chill coming onto your beard. And I'm thinking, do I dress for the weather? Or do I look really dope, right?
I weighed
the options. I was like, am I going to freeze to death and look dope? Am I going to stay warm and not stand out? And that's not me. So I stood out. I Fuck froze yeah, for the did. Whole first half of the day. I think I pulled off after our first run, and I told JD, I was like, I have to go inside. I'm very cold. And he laughed at me and left me. And so, yeah, that's how the day went.
Now, I'm glad you chose a little bit of function over form, though, because I was a little put off by the fact that, and I don't know if you have this other helmet that you could show the audience right now. Mike has a helmet that's a little too small, and he knows it's too small because he looked up where the bridge of the helmet was supposed to sit on your head, and it said it was supposed to sit right above, in order to be actually safe and function as a helmet, right above his eyebrow line. And when he put it on, it was hitting like right at the widow's peak.
It was all the way up here. Y'all.
Was his chin in a good spot? Was it still within the?
It was just an awful spot.
Did you get rid of it?
Face plate on it. Yeah, it looked a lot like, do you guys ever see that picture of the cat wearing like a half watermelon? Remember that old meme?
Yeah,
that's what it looked like. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I like you call it old watermelon.
Oh my god! You know what I'm talking
about. I do know exactly what you're talking about.
Because I'm in my mind's eye, picturing Mike struggling with this helmet. Mike gets into an accident. We need the jaws of life. We need to get him out of there with some sort of machinery because he's going to be trapped in that helmet forever. It's going to be melted to his brain. I wish I could have seen you try it on, though.
You could. If you can bring up yesterday's stream.
Bring up yesterday's Destiny stream,
Kevin, and you will see it. If you bring up the VOD.
Wait, don't you still have it? Can't you just recreate the video for us?
It's upstairs, you know, it's a whole
it's
thing.
Dangerous.
I'm here.
It really is. It'd be better. But like, now I got to look through a video.
It's the first 5 minutes of the Destiny stream because I'm all alone. But back to it, y'all. Nick brings up a good one because I was Googling at 9:30 at night, right? I was sitting there. Looking at the helmet, I was like, what do you do, Mike? Because actually yesterday I went on a spending spree. Kevin, close your ears for this one. I was swiping that card, y'all. We went to the local board shop. I was like, what up, girls? And they were like, oh, we're just bored, Mike. I was like, well, let's go shopping here. Bought some pants, bought a jacket. I was like, okay, that's good. And then I left and I was like, I'm going to go buy a new helmet. So I go out to the board shop and buy a new helmet. It's like, yo, we got to get a dope pair of goggles. Let's match up the colors. But we're having a good time, right? So now I got two helmets.
Oh my god, this does not fit you, Michael.
Exactly. And so I looked at 9:30 at night. I looked up the words, "What is a compression headache, and how long does it last?" Because I was worried if I rocked this helmet for 6 straight hours that I would come onto this podcast and feel like absolute death.
Oh, the face guard.
This when you take the face guard, that
looks like a helmet from the 1920s when they were gonna shoot someone out of a rocket.
Dude, people talk about glow ups all the time, right? Where it's just like the before and after. This is the opposite of a glow up. I've never seen a human being go from looking this fucking dope to that doofy so quickly.
When you took the mouth guard off, that's when it totally changed.
Yeah,
like the vibe of everything. Like first off, what I asked him when I first saw him wearing this, I didn't realize that was the actual helmet, but it looked like he was about to do an orbital drop with Tom Cruise in a Mission Impossible movie.
Yeah.
Like I hook up the oxygen tank and everything. But as soon as you took that mouthpiece off, you went from sub-zero to just zero.
Wait, I'm sorry, Mike. You just bought this helmet?
Yeah, so I bought the white helmet yesterday at about 3:30 p.m.
Okay.
But that black helmet I've had for quite some time, and I knew it was too small. And so what I did was last night, Andy, I took a big knife, right? And I just started cutting out the innards of the helmet, which you're not supposed to do because that's the safety protective part of the helmet.
Jesus.
And I cut out so much that it was just my face on the plastic. There was no more right here in this whole area. And it was still too small, but I got close. So the deal will be, tomorrow when I go up there for a super steezy photo, I'm going to bring both helmets. I'm going to wear the black one, sick photo shoot, California, all eyes on me. And then I'm going to huck it in a trash can, never to be seen again.
Yeah, okay.
Immediately so huck it.
It'll probably fit your dog's heads, to be honest with you.
It's funny because you tried that on and I was like, I want the black one to fit. But it also just seems with the faceplate getting it all in there, it just feels like it's a lot of extra work that motocross helmet doesn't make for you.
And also keep in mind, Mike, we don't need that photo of you in the black helmet.
We need it.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I also want you to know, Mike, none of us, like the majority of the people watching this podcast and listening, and including us, We don't. God, that's incredible, Kevin. That's an incredible. Nick, you're there. That's exactly what he looked like right there.
it really looks like.
God, it was so perfect. I just want you to know, Mike, none of us would know whether or not you're actually standing on a mountain. So if you just stood against a white background that had snow in it, you could just put the helmet on, have JD take a picture of you, and save yourself the trip up with the extra helmet.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Do what we talked about originally, which you said we'd never actually speak of on a podcast. Fill the helmet full of raw fish, leave it out for Hank the Tank, and see if we can't get some good pictures of
him. Oh, my God.
Yo, me and Hank the Tank are going to be homies, okay?
Wait, hold on a second. What is Hank the Tank? Is that a bear?
Oh, you weren't there on Monday.
Oh, yeah. You should look this up, Kevin. So Hank the Tank is a 500-pound bear that's currently on the loose here in Lake Tahoe. What they use the word, Nick, they are... They're just breaking into people's homes, I believe, is what Hank the Tank is doing.
Yeah, Hank the Tank is just actually literally walking.
Oh my God, he's
homes.
Huge.
He's fucking big.
Oh shit!
A big dog. He's a big bear. And no one can stop him because
Hibernate.
They don't call him Frank the Tank for nothing or Hank the Tank for nothing.
Mm-hmm. He's hungry, bro. Look at him breaking through windows.
Why
is
he
hibernating all the time?
Why Kevin, isn't he hibernating? Oh my God. What a rude picture to put before and after, you know? Like, all right, we've all had
really
a tough COVID. You know what I mean? Like, this is the kind of shit scars you.
Yeah. Body dysmorphia right there. The thing with Hank the Tank is I think the headline that entertained me the most about it was he's grown too comfortable with humans.
Yeah.
Like he's not scared of anything anymore. There you can't be a human and be like, ah, like I'd usually kind of like that's what you have to do to get bears to run away. And he's just like, nah, man, I've seen it once. I've seen it a million times. Like, what? I'm going to eat that fucking pizza you got sitting on that counter.
Like, Andy, you have to imagine the first house you break into, you're like, you're nervous, right? You're like, I don't know how this is going to go. Anything can happen. It's an exciting day. By the 20th house, you're like, no one can fuck with me.
No one can stop me. I'm 19-0 right now.
Yeah. I'm having a great season.
I have no intention of stopping anytime soon.
Exactly. And also, what are you going to put your body on the line for a 500-pound bear? What's that?
I mean, I just Googled Hank the Tank because I wanted to see some of the headlines, and these are amazing. Hank the Tank, a 500-pound bear, ransacks the California community. Police say they're being inundated with calls about 500-pound bear known as Hank the Tank. Hank the Tank on the run from the cops.
Yeah. Hank the Tank is an outlaw.
Like, what a way to phrase that to make it so much more entertaining than how terrifying it actually is.
It's he's awesome, staying with though. At a cousin's house, and they're like, look, you can't be here long, man. You gotta leave. You can stay here for a bit, but quickly, my kids are about to be home.
He broke into 33 homes.
Quentin Tarantino from Pulp Fiction.
And he says he doesn't feel guilty about one of them.
Damn, Hank the Tank doesn't feel guilt. He feels hunger. No
hungry, bro. That's right. You got to feed that beast. So along the neighborhood out there, imagine when you're driving by and you see the big horse trailers right on the back of a Ford F-150. They have put about 7 of those throughout the neighborhood lining the streets with the doors wide open, hoping that Frank the Tank will mosey in there and they can capture Frank the Tank and get him out of this
neighborhood. Is Frank Hank's brother?
Oh, Hank the Tank.
I said Frank the Tank because it's from old school.
Old school, that's right.
Dude, the New York Times is saying that paintballs, beanbags, sirens, and tasers cannot keep the 500-pound animal from seeking leftover pizza.
That's the problem, man. And this is really the sad aspect of it, right? So, like, you guys don't remember the 80s, but I do because I was 27 years old.
Right, we weren't born yet.
But in the 80s, we always talked about, like, what are we going to export? You know, as a country. And we had all sorts of gross domestic products that we could export. But it turned out all we were going to export was fast food to the rest of the world. And we started making the rest of the world morbidly obese. Now we're putting fast food into the animal kingdom. And this is the saddest part. We're making Hank the Tank should only be, if I'm being 100% honest, 350 to 400 pounds. He's a solid 500 pounds. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Why are you letting me talk?
I love that he was like, no one's stopping me. What do I do?
Everyone started with him being like, y'all don't know the 80s. And now he even admits himself, I don't even know where we're going with this one.
I was like, Andy's surely going to say something about how stupid this rant is, but you guys just let me go.
I just waited for Kevin to go. Kevin saying, no one's stopping me.
No, people are saying that there's been 600 pounds bears out there in California. So I don't know, man. Hank has a little bit of pizza to go.
Do you think Hank is maybe just scaled in a way? Maybe it's the proportions.
He's obese. That's an obese.
That's a big bear.
No, but like maybe it's just like really, really, you know, like, you know, if you're a 5'3" human and you're 200 pounds, those 200 pounds look different on a 6'4" person. You know what I mean? Like maybe it's something like that.
How tall is Hank the Tank? Can we get a, height measurement on him? Because really, if he's 500 pounds, 8 feet, I mean, that's
probably. I don't think anyone's getting close.
Grizzly bear or black bear?
Black bear. Black bear. Yeah.
Grizzlies are the bigger ones, right?
Yeah. You don't fuck around. You're not joking about a grizzly bear. If there's a grizzly bear, like, hitting society, they just kill him. It's just the reality of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, because he's just a man. He's just a machine. Mm-hmm. A man-eating machine. Yeah.
On one mission.
So the black bears are the ones that are often curious enough to go into people. Because, wait, Hank the Tank is a black bear. Okay, never mind. Okay, I'm getting all the facts. I have, like, my string theory right here. Because the black bears are the ones that are known to kind of... Oh, there's food over here. Oh, what's up? And then, you know, a little dog barks. They're like, oh, fucking shit. You know, like, they don't really understand their own height and their own size. Because for a while, I was like, dude, if Hank the Tank was a grizzly, like, it could be way more dangerous. But at this point, it's more of a nuisance, right? It's not really a danger thing.
He's not out there for children and, you know, small people. No. He's not yet until he gets a taste of blood. But no, he's just there for your trash and your food. He's not
the locals fondly refer to him as Chunky or the big guy.
Yeah,
I like the big guy.
the big guy's a good one.
I mean, I wouldn't be scared because what would you rather eat, a human being or a fucking hot pepperoni pizza that just came from your local shop? You know what I mean? Like,
sounds amazing.
Come on, bro.
Not even. But is a human being hot?
I'm piping hot.
My question, Andy, that I brought up to the Twitch stream when me and Nick talked about this with Kevin was if you and Hank the Tank were lined up at the stop sign, do you think you could outrun Hank the Tank? And I believe I could. At 500 pounds, this bear isn't moving like he used to move.
But
there's a certain moment where the bear moves at bear speed, and now he's moving at obese speed. He's slowed down.
No, he's still fast.
What is bear speed? You don't think Hank the Tank could conjure that anymore?
No, he's not conjuring that anymore. Way. No, I don't think Hank the Tank can conjure
that. I'm on it. Let me look up bear speed.
I think it said like 30 to 40 miles an hour they can run at some point.
Yeah,
it
sounds crazy.
I just typed in bear speed.
I typed in fat bear run.
Bear speed. Polar bears 25 miles an hour. Brown bears 35 miles per hour.
Okay,
how fast can a grizzly bear run? I got to go to a website for this one? Come on.
Oh, my God.
That's a slim adolescent black bear.
Yeah, this
thing tears me down. That
guy's making a move. Give me a 500-pound black bear. He's not running that fast anymore.
Like, but I feel like you're missing the fact that he might be able to outrun him for the first 5-10 feet as he's gathering speed, but then he's going to be like the juggernaut. Nothing's going to stop him. Mm. He's just going to keep on.
Okay.
Let's see here. One of the first things that pops up is, can human outrun a bear? I click 100%. In and it says, a human cannot outrun a bear if being chased. All bear species could easily chase on the average human. The only scenario where a human might outsprint a bear is if it is a polar bear was chasing Usain Bolt. So, Mike, you're not Usain Bolt, and Hank the Tank is not a polar bear.
So now we're leveling out.
Why are polar bears so slow? I thought they were fucking tall as shit.
No, they're big.
Polar bears huge. Yeah,
maybe it's the same thing.
Scared of the ice. They're used to
Maybe they're big. Too big.
Do you think bears realize they're forever living in the fucking ice level of Mario? Do you think they know that? And they're just always sliding around, or do you think it's just their hell?
I would love to, first off, get a brain chip inside of a bear. Mm-hmm. Not the ones that Elon's been killing all the monkeys with, but like brain chip. He's been murdering monkeys. Put a brain chip inside of these.
I haven't heard that.
I have not heard this yet. Either.
But we're all gonna have these chips in our head at some point.
Yeah.
So
you know the Elon Musk chip.
I know he's working on a chip that's gonna hopefully help like cure.
So, yeah.
Issues
17 out of the 23 monkeys have died.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That have gotten the brain chip
for
in
animal
there.
Experiments.
That's like a little really beyond. That's a little outside of my level of comfort.
They're actually apes, Andy. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah,
that's really rude.
So we put one of those chips inside a polar bear. Once technology is, you know, advanced enough.
5, 10, 15 years.
It won't kill the polar bear.
When the Tesla stop having phantom brake issues. Yeah, look at this.
Yeah, this polar bear, they'll be extinct by then.
Dumbass.
Look at this fucker.
What are you doing?
We put the brain chip inside the polar bear so we can communicate with it.
Yeah.
And we take it to like hey, this is a volcano. Check out like the lava. And the polar bear's like, what? I didn't know this existed. Like, this has been my whole existence. Water and white snow everywhere. What is this? What are these trees? What are, like, I would just want to show a different environment.
I think it'd be incredible. It'd probably be really hot though, because they have like a lot of fur.
But then they would evolve. It'd be like a lowland Pokemon where all of a sudden we'd be getting fire polar bears.
Yeah.
That's
happened.
A naked bear. Yeah.
It's happened.
That's
it's
so
happened
cool.
before.
Guys, you don't
we talked about this
bear.
One time on the podcast where they mentioned how
yeah, Tim, I told you not to. I literally told you not to, Tim.
Yeah, don't look at that, Tim.
Do you want me to show you a naked bear?
Yeah. Nick
oh,
needs
wow.
To see
they really
this.
Have naked bears?
I'd like to see
well,
it,
they like lose their hair in like sad ways.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Ready? All you know right. What? Everyone you know look what? Away if you don't want to see this naked bear.
I need sympathy. Oh, my God.
Oh, wait. I thought you meant like a bear, like a big hairy man.
Oh,
yeah, it's right there. You got it, Kevin. You got it, Kevin.
What?
There's stuff on the screen that you got to not have up, Kevin.
What's that? A couple dudes topless flexing. Chill out.
I just, you never know what's in those thumbnails, man. They were small thumbnails.
Oh, my God.
This is why
Greg will never take a time off ever again. He's not even taking a time off, by the way, Greg. Two snakes came out of me. Still holding him at bay right now. We're rooting for him.
Oh, still.
Yeah, but we don't know what's going on.
Holding
with him.
Benjamin on his lap, but got two snakes.
Benjamin just slowly teetering over. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break to tell you about our sponsors.
Your to-do list is absolutely bonkers between those meetings, errands, chores, and making sure you get some you time too. So make sure you get a little time to yourself with some help from DoorDash. DoorDash brings you what you want to eat right now, right to your door. Desperately craving late night snacks? Or have you forgot one key ingredient for dinner? Or maybe you just want to stock up for the week? Well, DoorDash has it all in one app. How do I know so much about DoorDash? Well, I'm Greg Miller, and I use DoorDash way too much. If you were watching the Kinda Funny podcast when we were talking about a whole bunch of different stuff, Nick mentioned the ice cream place you really liked, and I said, "Where is there one around me?" And I said, "Yes, there is," and I ordered from it, and I had it on the post show. I was eating ice cream on the post show, giving you a review of the ice cream, all because of DoorDash. For a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code Kinda Funny. That's 25% off, up to a $10 value and zero delivery fees in your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code Kinda Funny. Don't forget, that's code Kinda Funny for 25% off your first order with DoorDash. Subject to change, terms apply. I don't care how soft or firm your mattress topper is. I don't even care how heavy your blanket is. There's only one thing you need to get a good night's sleep, and that's a good mattress. Get the only thing you truly need for a great night's sleep. A Purple mattress. Only Purple mattresses have the Gel Flex Grid. It's a super stretchy, ultra squishy material that adapts and flexes around pressure points and doesn't retain heat. It's amazingly supportive and cushioning in all the right places, no matter how you sleep. How do I know so much about it? Well, of course, you've known for years Joey's used a Purple mattress. You know Tim uses the Purple pillow, and now the future class of video games, Blessing Eddie Oye Jr., is sleeping on a Purple mattress, and he tells me all the time it keeps him cool, comfortable, and gives him a great night's sleep. Getting a great night's sleep starts with having a great mattress. Get a Purple mattress. Go to purple.com/kindafunny and use the code kindafunny. For a limited time, you can get 10% off any order of $200 or more. That's purple.com/kindafunny. Code kindafunny for 10% off your order of $200 or more. That's purple.com/kindafunny. Promo code kindafunny. Terms apply.
All right, we're back. And Andy, I want to ask you to do something. And I know that I
put the ads that close to naked bear talk.
Ah, it's fine.
Animals.
I want to ask you if it's possible for me to betray some confidential correspondence you and I had last week, if you're comfortable in that Slack, because I'd like you to read my last Slack to you from the podcast last week, and I'd like you to talk about this because I felt that you were as angry as I was about this, and I don't. I just feel like I need to talk to you about it, please.
I got a message from Nick Scarpino on my birthday, February 16th. Said, "They're trying to tell me that everyone eats the Supreme Pizza first. Are you fucking kidding me? This is precisely why we have the Pepperoni Diplomacy Act of 2019. Mm-hmm. And I replied, "Fucking losers."
Fucking losers.
And I meant it with every word that with every letter that was inputted into this computer. So, what? Okay. Obviously, let's not retread old territory. I didn't listen to last week's podcast. I was fucking knee deep in elderberry.
Apparently Nick didn't either because nobody said that.
Yeah, nobody said they were eating that first. Nobody said that.
No. I totally get how
nobody
he
said
sleep.
That.
People are saying that. Talking, I said people always up. Go for the pepperoni first, and you guys said, no, that's not true. We eat the Supreme Pizza. So that means that you guys are eating the Supreme Pizza first, not the pepperoni first. But I fucking swear to God, every single time I've had pepperoni in my entire life, I go for the other slice of pepperoni. There's no pepperoni left. It's just the cheese underneath the little fucking plastic table they give you, which I eat because I'm fucking disgusting. And I look over, and I see a full Supreme Pizza over there, cold as shit. No one has even opened the damn thing.
That's not
full
true.
Full of goddamn vegetation. Shit.
You guys are fucking insane.
Going through a tropical forest over there trying to get some fucking pepperoni.
The point that was trying to be made is that the Supreme Pizza is a respectable pizza. It's not in the same league as these fucking weird ass prosciutto pizzas and this pizza and that pizza. That's the one that Nick's talking about that like is always just there. You go back to the counter, you're trying to get a pizza you actually want, and there's like some weird ass shit. A Supreme Pizza is not in that category. Supreme Pizza is up there with the classics. It's up there with the pepperoni. It's up there with the cheese. I'm not saying people are going to choose it over those. I'm just saying it is in that category over the shit category.
I would Timothy Geddes, I would have to respectfully disagree. You know what? Disrespectfully agree.
Wow. Well, you have a problem, so it's okay.
I will disrespectfully agree because anytime I go back, there's always a fuckload of Supreme Pizza. Yes. You eat it. How about you all eat it?
Yeah.
Quit eating my pepperoni.
I fucking eat it all the time.
I didn't want the Supreme. I didn't ask for the Supreme. And now I'm stuck with the Supreme. Because you know I'm going to go back in there and fucking hork three more pieces when Kevin's not looking. And then inevitably Kevin fucking at that second comes into the kitchen and looks at me and then starts laughing at me.
Just make eye contact. I make eye contact. It's not, like, it's not my fault.
What were we eating that one time, Kev? I think it was the donuts. When I came in, I made eye contact with you and you caught me trying to get another donut. And we just were like... We just blinked at each other, be cool, don't tell our wives.
Like, it's fine.
See, I know this is all total bullshit because we don't order Supreme Pizzas. We just don't. If we did, I would be happy with this. I've been a kind of funny my entire life. And I have never fucking had Supreme Pizza. I walk back there
come
and it's
on.
Just like, never an exaggeration.
The Signore's special is a Supreme Pizza.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you.
And we order that all the time.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we get two pepperonis and a Signore special with special sauce.
I have no problem with the order of the Supreme Pizza, but I think maybe an addendum to the Pepperoni Diplomacy Act of 2019 should be that if you order the Supreme Pizza and I catch you with a piece of pepperoni pizza when I want pepperoni pizza,
exactly.
I get to walk up to you and take it out of your hand.
No,
even
see,
if
the thing is, you guys, like the thing is, you can... You guys are just slow at getting fucking pizzas.
You have to
stop waiting. Stop waiting 15, 20 minutes till everyone's gotten their slice of pizza. Be the first
addendum.
One. Addendum. Addendum. Addendum.
Addendum. You have to. We get patches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It sort of like people in the army. We get patches. Yeah. Or like the little patches. Military marks.
I don't think we should get patches.
We wear these patches. We sew them into all of our jackets, into our team jackets. Mm-hmm. And you have the order of which pizzas you are allowed to get.
Mm-hmm. No, how about
and
you
that,
just
and if
be
I,
quick
and,
about
and Kevin,
getting your pizza?
Kevin, if I walk into that goddamn kitchen and I see fucking Supreme Pizza patch guy with a pepperoni, I'm going to go, hey, what's that in your hand right there?
Yeah, what are you
and
doing?
He's going to go, oh, just eat the fucking Supreme. Go eat the Supreme.
Eat your Supreme, right?
I'm like 90% sure that the problem is you guys take literally 2 hours to get pizza. And like at that point, there's no pizza left.
Here's my process for pizza. My process for pizza is I walk up, I get two slices of pepperoni pizza. That's where I start with. I want three, but I'm not a monster. I will allow everyone else to have a couple slices. I want everyone to have a good time. If after everyone has had one plate of pizza, no matter how much you put on there, that is when I go back from seconds. And that is usually when the disappointment sets in because you've eaten all the fucking, the two pepperoni pizzas that we ordered when I said order three. And the Supreme Pizza is just sitting over there like an unwanted child.
Supremely disappointing. Jesus.
Exactly.
I hate
Tim, how do you feel about Tantran closing?
It's a weird thing. It's a weird moment in my life. For those
good
who don't
fucking
know.
Fucking riddance. They suck.
We've talked about this mall many times on this show. It's the mall that has the BJs.
It had a shooting too last time we talked about it.
It's a bad place. And it is the least legit mall I've ever seen in my life where it does feel, and it's been this way my entire life.
Have
it
we
feels
all been
like,
there?
We've seen
BJ's
a movie.
Or, yeah, maybe a movie.
Where the Hooters was that we went that one time.
We saw a movie there. Hooters on like the second story.
Oh, Andy, yeah. You went and saw, we ate at Red Robin with James and Elise and then went over to watch a movie at that mall.
That, oh, shit. Oh, Mike I didn't Myers? Go see Scream. You all Mike went
Myers?
To go see
Scream. Was okay. Mike Myers?
Halloween.
Halloween, thank you.
Yeah.
Kills.
But this mall is essentially like a Grand Theft Auto mall where you walk in and there's just a store called Shirts. And then you next door, you see a shirt or a place called Dresses and they sell those things and that's it. And it always feels a little bit off. You're like, where's the brand names? What's going on here? Mm-hmm. What secrets are you hiding? And now secrets are revealed. It's being destroyed. The mall's going to be turned into a big ass biotech firm. And it's like, mm-hmm. All right, cool. Mm-hmm. I guess we need more of those out here.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I guess it's going to be a biotech firm / condo complex / hopefully still BJ's. Right? Yeah, they said it was going to be like a mixture of the two, like a mixed use.
I heard
space,
something about hybrid, but I didn't.
But I think my hope is that, I mean, you would imagine, I guess they have all the restaurants over by the Best Buy, but you imagine they want to keep a couple of those things. My big thing is like I'm sad that Borders or that Barnes & Noble is closing.
Yeah, like that's a bookstore. Bummer. Like the nearest one is now Hillside. Hillsdale? Hillsdale.
God, and that one's where am I going to smell some books?
That's all I want. And I guess maybe that may be contributing to the problem, Andy, because we smell the books and then get a coffee and walk out. We don't actually buy any of the books and or read the books.
They should sell fucking smelling things. What am I? What's the word I'm looking for? Perfume.
Smell candles.
No, not just that, Andy. What if we started a cottage industry where we sold books that have no words in them? It's just pages that you can smell occasionally with a cool cover, and you put it up on your bookshelf.
You have the pages open. Yeah. And it comes with a little fan, and it blows the piece of the book at the end.
Too far.
You went too far.
It's so
good.
And
then when your friend goes, "Have you read all those books?" You go, "No, but I've smelled them."
Oh my god!
This is a terrible episode.
This is a great episode. This is what people pay for. We have 5 Patreon producers that have paid a lot of money to have their names said before I started talking.
Go back to the mall thing. Like I honestly don't think like they had a good Target. It was a good sized Target, but I would often be in there trying to find something and be like, fuck this, I'm just gonna go to the other Target. It wasn't that far away. So I'm saying Tam Fran leaving, not a major loss for the whatever city it is in. San Mateo?
I think it's San Mateo, yeah.
Mike,
I have a question. Malls closing down are also an awesome opportunity to get dope merch. And so I bring this up because there was a mall that closed down in Boulder when I was a kid, and the Foot Locker started selling things, right? All the different pieces of the mall started selling things, and we bought the Foot Locker sign. I mean, it was like 4 feet tall by about 4 feet. It was massive, right? It was this big metal hunk. And Tim will appreciate it because that was back then when I was a youngster and my senior year photo. I had 2 options. It was either a nice one or it was me grabbing my junk in front of the Foot Locker sign with 2 Air Jordans on top of it. Mom didn't let me choose that. But could we buy some dope merch from the club? No, Mom, let me do it. No. Senior year photos, go wild with them. You're never going to look back in your yearbook. I promise you, years later, nobody's ever looking back in that. No, don't. Yeah. Just go wild with it.
When I went back home, Mike, to kind of gather a bunch of old things to talk about on the podcast, but then I realized, like, man, I don't want audio listeners to hate me more because they're very visual things. A lot of it is just like old comic books that I would draw and characters and original content and shit like that. But I found my senior year photo, and and it's embarrassing, man. Like, it's like,
I'm telling you,
I look like a happy dude, but it's like, what was I thinking? What was I thinking? Nick, I shit you not, it is just like the bangs covering like the one eye. Like,
I gotta see this.
It's just not a good look, man. Not a good look.
I need you to text your parents right now and have them pull that yearbook off the shelf and take a picture of it and send it to you. I need it.
I know some people that listen to the show that probably have that yearbook, and you'll probably get a tweet about it.
Okay, good. Tweet at me. I want to see this. I need to see Andy's.
It's so embarrassing. I was just like, Andy, just put it to the side more. You don't have to be
this. But it was probably cool back then. Like, my ponytail was definitely cool back in high school. Everyone thought it was. They didn't say it.
No, yeah.
They never said anything.
Nobody said it.
Nobody mentioned it in a positive note.
Everybody was mean to me. But they liked it.
Michael Scott, it's crazy.
One thing I would like from Kevin and Tim is a bit of an update. I've been very just not present lately. Mm-hmm. Elden Ring came out the night before my birthday. I am now at 73 hours in. It's consumed me. Mm-hmm. What has happened in the week that I've been gone? Have there been, similar to Tan Fran closing down?
Let me tell you, there's some crazy shit happening in Russia right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, shit. I mean, more like San Francisco-wise, are there developments of like, hey, by the way, this place, they're getting a new Wendy's? Or like, is anything like that happening? Because you all always update whenever there's cool come-ins and go-ins in the city. Mm-hmm. And I always, yeah. I'm always appreciative whenever you're like, oh, that place getting a new movie theater. I always get really excited about stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the last week, I mean, Tan Fran closing down is probably the biggest news that affects us in any way, shape, or form.
It's my brother's. Has there been anything in the last month or so, Tim?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Damn, I was Tan really Fran's hoping
the biggest.
Be...
Oh my god, this sign is huge. Kevin, also, Mike,
Kevin some of my senior year photos really quick. So,
Mike, Kevin, why are you using Discord private messages instead
of
Slack?
I'm on multiple computers, Kevin. I'm a dual PC guy, Kevin.
He has multiple Discord.
Can you log into Slack on both? You can.
From
God.
So these are the things that I wanted mom to let me do some of these, and she was like, absolutely not, but I regret it. But could we buy a Foot Locker sign? Also, I want to ask about the mall. Can we buy something dope from this mall?
No, so the mall doesn't have any dope stores to buy anything from. Like, I'm not even joking. I don't, it, the Forever 21
closed. Can we open up our
store?
This is really the question I have, though, is that mall worse than the San Bruno mall? Mm. Because the San Bruno mall is terrible.
We don't talk about it.
This is the San Bruno mall.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
No, well, then what's the other one? What's the one by
you're
the
Saramonte?
Saramonte,
unfortunately. Terrible. Nah, it's way better than Tan Fran. Tan Fran is like the lowest of the low. It has the bookstore, and it has the BJ's, which is good.
Yeah.
But yeah, like definitely Saramonte at least has real places in it. Tan Fran also was an internment camp, so it's pretty bad overall. It's a storied history of the whole thing. Yeah. It was a racetrack.
Oh, you mean the
Japanese
grounds used to hold that?
Yeah. Mom wouldn't let me have this photo either.
That's incredible.
Actually, so shortly afterwards, I broke that fence. Just so everybody knows, that fence.
You have gathered that. You have.
I love you so much.
I don't have to tell you don't change because you won't.
Andy, that's not true. He did change. He's wearing the same shirt combo up top, but he put jeans on for this. No more cargo shorts.
Oh shit! Wow.
Oh yeah, one of my first time wearing jeans. That's right.
Massive. He was like, "What's this? It's denim, honey."
I don't like it. It's too constricting. Man, now I want to grab my pictures. I bet I could. Hold on.
It seems like you're looking at
me. Audio listeners, don't get mad at me, okay?
Don't get mad. Put it on me, y'all. Put it on me. You're missing out on the fun. Missing out
Andy,
on great
stop
photos
being
here.
So scared of this, audio listeners.
I love that it's a joke, but some people legitimately are like, why does he fucking hate us? This is a good photo.
That's the one I really wanted. It was my senior year photo. Like I said, she wouldn't let me do it.
I'm encouraging the youth out there.
When you have a senior year photo, you have the opportunity to be yourself. Go out and be unique. Be yourself, because you're not going to look at this yearbook 10 years from now, 20 years from now. You're never going to look at it again. So leave some fun. You know what my quote was from? Dilated People, I believe, was worst comes to worst, my people come first. So that just shows you that, like, nobody cares what you put in there. Nobody cares. You know what I mean? Just do whatever you want on these.
Now, Mike, was this taken on a disposable camera?
Sure it was, bro.
When you say this is going to be your senior picture, do you mean this was going to be the picture you tried to use for the little square?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I wanted in the yearbook.
They wouldn't do that.
So, it would have been so small, though, to get your full body in that. Well, first off, you should have taken it in this proportion. But second off, if they were going to punch you in your face, it would just literally be you outside sticking your tongue out.
Yeah. If they were like, Mike, we have to crop this from the chest up. What do you do? We have no context of why you're making this face.
The early 2000s. People didn't know about that technology. You just sent the photo in. You just hoped to God it worked out.
Mike,
I didn't know any of those people.
Did you fall immediately after this? Because it looks like your left foot has caught the fence. You didn't clear that.
Yeah, I might have fallen. I don't know. I can't decide what happened.
Did they not have the official picture day at your high school? In my high school, they were like, hey, 2 weeks from now, dress up and come, and you're getting your official senior picture taken. And you sat down and you had to do the look.
No, it's all about freedom in this one. This was like, you can just do whatever you want. It was your turn. You know what I mean?
My school made us to dress up, and you know, it was this whole thing, but like they charged for it. So I don't have a senior portrait because it was expensive. And I'm like, I'm not paying for this. There's not a fucking chance.
Wait, hold on. Tim, you didn't keep the sample that says like the name of the Bright, whatever the company's on it?
Because they wouldn't even let me take a picture.
You gotta without give them the paying money
for it. I was like, fuck that.
I always respected people from the 80s because there was always one person that took the picture, the over the shoulder picture. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
No.
Where it was like this.
Yeah.
So good. So good.
And I was just thought, like, why didn't I have the presence of mind to be that guy?
Yeah.
With maybe like that, like your coat over the shoulder sort of thing. Like you're holding the, exactly. God. Like that. Nick.
I wish Nick did it then because then he'd have the ponytail and he's like looking over it.
I'll be honest. I don't think I had the ponytail by senior. I think the ponytail went out junior year. I think it was junior year when I became drum major, like officially. I cut the hair.
Got to clean it up. Yeah.
And Andy, would you believe that I immediately felt a 50% improvement in my life when I cut that ponytail?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Like, what do you mean? Socially? Are you talking
100% socially? Yeah. I mean, I think I cut it, and then the week later was band camp, and then one day into band camp I started dating like my first girlfriend ever. Like my first real high school girlfriend.
I don't think so.
I mean, she was like, he's really funny and he doesn't have a ponytail, and I was like, wow, those are the two.
that was the variable right there.
Criteria. Yeah.
Mike, have you experimented or done anything wacky with your hair?
Oh, that was at Bass Nectar. When I was front row to go see Basshead. And security was giving people water. So I was like, give me some water. And then they took a photo at the same time. It was a great time.
It's a good photo.
Put that dude in the headlock.
I love you so much.
Yeah, I see Kevin is now going through those. That's right. That's awesome.
Mike, have you decided to, at any point in your life, like in the past or maybe in the future, I want to change up the vibe visually?
The vibe visually? Let's see. Well, I did change up the vibe once. We had a middle school bet that went into freshman year of high school. And I've told this story before, was you're not allowed to cut your hair. First person to cut their hair loses, longest wins, right? And that's when I had the big red afro. It went all the way out to here. Right. It was massive. And then first day of freshman year, my good friend Josue De Leon and Will Precheck picked me up by my ankles, uplifted me over a trash can, shaved half of my head. The bell rang for first period. They let go of me, fell in the trash can. I had to show up the first period of high school with half of a shaved head and half of an afro. That was the last time I ever changed up my style after that one.
Yeah, you kept it short and sweet.
Yeah, you never go after that. I mean, there was a time recently, I think, you know, I was trying to mimic Nick with his Tennessee waterfall, and I wanted a Tennessee waterfall. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't quite get there, you know, so I
see, it's unfortunately because you have like the kind of thick hair that would really lend itself well to that. Mm-hmm. You could get the Danny McBride from Eastbound and Down where it starts getting wavy back here and then pushes out. You just got to commit to it for a year. That's the only problem. And then once you do it, you're going to go, okay, mullets they're not in it anymore. Yeah, we can't do mullets anymore.
Exactly. I've always had the same style. It's been an easy, consistent style as Kevin is currently looking at, I'm sure. But, you know, just light, easy, athletic, I guess
shorts,
I would call that.
A lot
you know
of shorts.
I mean? Athletic gear, a lot of sports.
I want to see all these pictures, Taco. I want to look at all these pictures that we're looking through.
Oh my
gosh. How many did you send him?
I mean, Kevin's now on my OG Facebook, which has all the high school year photos into.
Yeah, he's got
a
very
into
well
college.
Organized.
It's a fun timeline to go through. And the only reason why I still have this Facebook, I actually don't have access into it because I don't have that email. So I have no idea how to get it. But I would love to get these photos because they mean a lot to me. But I'll never get them. So
wait, just literally spend just a day. Right click save.
Oh, can you do that? I thought you had to like import them. I don't know. I don't really do computers.
Facebook has a one click button that'll download all your photos.
No, he can't log in. He can't log into it.
Can't log in.
So he has to go to each photo and just hit save. Mm-hmm. Right click save.
It sounds like you need a reverse Greg Miller Industries. We need a Mike Howard Industries. You make Greg Miller's bitch ass go to work and freaking save all your pictures.
There we go.
How are you, Industries?
Greg, I'll be honest with you guys. Greg acts like he works really hard. And I've seen him do it a couple times. I'll be honest. I have to admit that. I've seen him work hard a couple times. But currently he's in, can we say where he's at, Tim? Is this are we able to say
yeah.
where he's at?
Yeah.
He's in Las Vegas for DICE. And I've been to the DICE Awards. Nobody does shit there. He's got at least 90% of his day where he is so just sitting down reading a comic book. So I think you text him right now with very brief but detailed instructions to go to your old Facebook page and please start downloading those pictures for you. And just see what he says. Just slack him real quick and see what he says.
Do one of those, like the way that he, or do message him and say, hey.
A voice message.
And that's, I always get those messages from Greg when I know that he wants me to do something.
He'll
just say like, hey, or hi, or something like that. I'm like, all right, here comes the request. What's the request going to be? So do one of those and be like, hey, with a heart. And then he'll be like, uh-oh, what does Mike want me to do? And go, can you download all my Facebook pictures? And he'll be really confused. But I think that, like, it's one of those requests that you just, like, okay, sure, I'll do it. I don't know why can't anybody else do it? But I think it's something Greg would do.
Mm.
Good friend.
Okay. No, Greg is the friends with him.
Greg is the one person that I don't ever message in this company. Out of everyone that we talk to, Greg is the last person I message. I did not put him out.
I mean, he likes it. He likes getting messages.
No, he doesn't like messages.
No, he really does.
I sent you one video of me almost drowning.
Wait, real quick. Tim also sent me a photo, and I'm going to send that show that to us.
Oh, please. I need to see it.
See, this is what I need to bring back, y'all. I need those tips. I need these fucking tips to be as blonde, so blonde that they are yellow.
Yeah, exactly.
You're almost orange. That blonde.
Yeah, you look like a battery.
Well, he wasn't getting like the fanciest like bleach jobs.
No, definitely not. This was something I bought at Rite Aid when I was 12 years old. This is like 8th grade graduation.
Yeah. Oh, 8th grade. Okay, yeah. I was about to say, Tim, if this is your high school graduation, why does this photo look like it's from 1994?
Yeah. Why are there three 12-year-olds on your back?
That's really how it was like being
12.
You're
so tall, dude. You're
he was 6 feet tall then.
He's taller than that man in the back looking at him. That's a grown man, too.
That is a grown man.
That's a grown man. Yes, you know what? It sucks so bad to be Tim's friend. And be like, also like, I was like 5 feet for so long, just 5 feet. I couldn't go on roller coasters. Tim was so tall. I hate it.
Wait, what age were you able to legally start going on roller coasters with Tim? Is that why you?
I think it was 12. I think it was
still
12.
We're still waiting on it, you know.
I hate you.
We used to go to like Great America and theme parks and. Like Kevin would stand on the heel of his shoe, and it's like we're trying to trick the safety. Like we're trying to pull a snowbike.
Did I ever die? Did I ever die?
Part out of his helmet. No, you never died, Kevin.
There you go.
Never
died. Never I was heavy set. You know, I always keep myself in the seat.
They squeeze you in there.
Isn't that wild, Tim? We're trying to fake out the safety protocols and things.
Also, just remember. You're trying to fake out.
Oh no, Ben, Mike! What are you doing?
18-year-old. You got to come in with some more speed, just so you know. So now you're in a situation because the water is ice cold. The board wants to come up in the air. Is how that comes, and so you're about to get upside down, and I'm yelling help right there.
Are you really?
Help me! Oh yeah, I'm yelling help.
Hold on,
help.
Let's hear audio. Let's hear audio. Let's hear
either Mike is just a local legend.
That was the last time I ever did the monster. With this man helping me out and being totally fearful of my life going away.
Your life is in his hands right there.
Is there now, Kevin, if you can play that one more time, is there just a giant stick that they have to get people out of that water?
I think that was the hose to fill up the...
Yeah, that was the hose to fill it up. Yeah, so it's always fun, the pond skim at certain places because they want to do it in the spring. But the catch is it's so cold up there that it would freeze over every night. There would just be a layer of ice. And so these guys would go out and they'd break up the ice and then pull the ice out and like try to clear it up every single morning before the pond skim itself. So that water is freezing cold and it sucks.
So do people actually make it to the end of that thing?
Yeah. People get so steezy, Nick. So they'll shoot across like a goddamn rocket. Then they'll hit the end. 360 out, maybe a backflip off if you're really, really cool. Whoa. That's how you draw some attention if you got that kind of skill.
That's like a higher score? That's a...
It's a higher score, maybe get a $100 gift card, or like me, you don't get laughed at, you know what I mean? You don't get laughed at.
Where's the gift card to?
I mean, to like Heavenly Sports, you know what I mean? Get a new board. Okay.
Baby
you
know, Gap.
Stuff like that.
Let's do the Baby Gap.
Yeah. The only store left open.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a good podcast. I want to ask you guys a Patreon question real quick. Before we go, though, of course, because if you are a patron, you get to write into us, and we've got some really, really good ones here. I think we've done questions like this before, but never one quite like this. Eric Myers asks, you wake up body swapped with someone else from Kind of Funny. How long do you think you could pull it off before people figure it out, and who would be the easiest for you to do that with?
That's a good variation on a familiar question.
Yeah, here. We've done this question before. Who would you want to swap lives with? Who would you swap talents with? But never, who would you body swap with you think you could last the longest with?
I feel like I can do Greg really easily.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I could fake being Greg pretty well.
You could just say Andy and not have to interact with anybody.
But you have such a specific, because I imagine we're on content. I can't do content as Andy Cortez. Shit. I could do content as Greg. I could do that.
You have to go crazy. You have to go crazy every like fifth time you do it. You have to start maniacally laughing to yourself about a joke that only you ever will think is funny.
Yeah, that's true. But I feel like you said, it's every five. So I can make it five. I don't know why I can make it through one doing Andy or you. I couldn't do Mike at all. Mike has a vibe Mike's to impossible. His own. Yeah.
Mike was my first thought. I was like, I probably could do Mike. But then I started thinking about it. And as I hosted the Fortnite Twitch stream today, I was like, I can't do Mike. I clearly can't do Mike. The kids don't react well to it. And then my second thought was I could probably do Kevin from a personality standpoint. But the second I ran into a technical issue, I'd have to light a match and burn this whole thing down.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what – my light right now is disconnected, and I'm just fine with it being at that level. I can't turn it up. I can't turn it down. It's just the way it's going to be forever.
I could do I could probably do Blessing in hopes that somebody else set up games daily and I wouldn't do it.
that's a big thing. Yeah.
maybe one morning I hit up Tim and I'm like, hey, Tim, can you set up games daily for me tomorrow? Because I got this and this. I got a doctor thing. I got another tooth they got to pull out.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to pull out four more teeth. And then at that point, I could read the stories, talk games. At that point, I could be convincing. Talk about Breath of the Wild, Jet Moto, or whatever. What is he game? What's his fucking Jet Force Gemini?
Oh.
Yeah, Andy, I think the company's so, like, accepting that you could hit up Tim and be like, hey, I don't think that I can keep doing, like, putting together the stories. I mean, I think that, you know, like, that's just, it's messing up my flow. So I just, you guys have to do it. And he'll.
So Andy fundamentally changes Blessing's life. he can pull off being blessed, but like changing everything.
But that is, I think that we can pull that off, right?
I mean, at some point we'd need Bless to do something. Like at some point you'd have to host a piece of content. Because the problem is but Games Daily wouldn't be the thing I'm worried about. I'd be more worried about PS I Love You. Like then you got to talk about PlayStation for an hour and a half, 2 hours,
however long that podcast goes.
Is that not just Greg putting it together? Yeah. God, it's so long.
Yeah, but you still have to sit there with him, Kevin. Have you ever?
Nick, I sleep through it. Anytime I run that show, I sleep through it.
I don't blame you. Every time Knocks you say you out. Do that, I'm like, good. That's adding to your
Uncharted
life.
Uncharted did numbers this well this
They're
week.
They're probably going to make a second Uncharted
there's
movie.
Definitely, there's well we're not going to see a PlayStation VR 2 anytime soon.
It's the 20th anniversary of a dead platform. Let's talk about it for 3 hours.
Mike, who would you do?
I've gone through all the gambit, and I have to identify with somebody I think that's closest to me with the energy and the hype, and that is Tim. I think I could get away with Tim for quite some time, for sure. We match well with the energy and the fun,
but
and I think I could do it for sure.
Here's the problem. Tim, you only see Tim on camera when Tim's like – professional fun Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Tim has to also do like sales deals.
Mike can pull it off.
Yeah, Tim.
That's my question. This is my question.
No, Mike would end up giving them money.
You're right. Yeah.
Six bags of fruit by the foot and we're in. You got it.
And they're like, wait, are you giving me six bags of fruit by the foot or am I giving you that? And Mike's like,
so you want to do this deal where you partner with the Saudis? and you're and we're just gonna give you some candy and like, yep, let's do it. Yeah, like, oh my god, great. Mike, that why would you good. Do this?
That's not gonna start an international issue at all.
Why would Tim do this? Is what people would think, because they would know it's him. Why would Tim do this? It's crazy. It's crazy.
Good point. Good point.
I would probably if I could probably go to Greg as well, just because I want to see what it's like being so fucking slow in a race. Wow. I would want to see what it's like to exist in a slow human's body. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mike, exactly. That's what I would do.
It, I mean, just that when you come back to your body, you're like, oh my god, it's so much. It's like,
yeah, I'm so much faster. Right? I'm so much better at golf games now, you know, like, you know. Yeah.
God, that must be a nice feeling. That actually that'd be a pretty good feeling. I feel like the only other person we're missing, like, I think I might be able to pull off Joey. I think I might be able to. Only because I think I have the capacity to be annoyed at whoever's playing me. I guess Joey would then be me if we're body swapping. Mm. And I would, that would be the ultimate torture, is that she'd be telling you guys that she's me. And I'd be like, I'm still me. I'm still Joey.
The thing,
and she'd
though,
be like, this is torture. And I'd be like, now you see what it's like being me, but I'm also trolling you as me.
Wow.
You win either way.
Everything about that is the worst. But the thing about you, Nick, is I would love to see you specifically body swap with anybody, because I feel like you would do a very good job, but then you would overcommit. And I feel like without fail, you would overcommit and you would rely on what you know a little too much that it becomes unbelievable. Like, you would talk about Noah Santinello or whatever.
Mm-hmm. It would be Noah Santinello dyeing my hair and the Starbucks near me not being open.
And that you would do that. Just you would just say Noah one too many times and be like, I don't know about that.
Tim, you're right on. You are right fucking on with that. I totally agree with you. I think Nick would overcommit with what he knows. And I've noticed Nick to do that if we are talking to somebody, if we're talking to Carboni, and suddenly there's like a lot of Star Wars references being dropped. And it's like, oh, Nick's doing the relating thing. And right now, like if it's about me, Nick's going to talk about, you know, clicking heads or something like that. Yeah, or right. Mechs or what, you know, just shit like that. You're right on with that, Tim. We'd be like, huh, is that?
Joey's really one note right now. Nick's usually really one note.
She keeps talking about Noah Santinello.
All of a sudden, Joey starts talking about stand-up comedy and jujitsu, and you're like, all right.
The jig is up.
I love the idea that also Nick wouldn't do any research about these people and just be like, I mean, yeah, Noah Santinello.
I know everything about, oh, you mean about the people that the people that Joey like? I know everything about all you guys, though. I think it'd be so easy to pretend to be you. I could steal your identity like that. No one would ever know.
Yeah. I'd love to see Kevin as well. I feel like we'd be able to catch Kev pretty quickly doing anybody.
Oh, easily.
No fault of his own. It would pretty quickly become understandable that, oh, it's Kevin. You know, we'd be able to call him out there.
Yeah.
I feel like Greg also would be able to catch, because he would start laughing. He would break immediately. And you know that there's nothing funnier than what's in his head than when it's in his head in someone else's body. Mm-hmm. Like, he'd think that is so fucking funny. And he would just be like cracking up based off that alone. You know?
Agreed. Did we all pick one?
Yeah, Mike, I don't know if Kevin picked one.
Okay.
I don't think I have to be involved.
Oh. You don't have to be involved if you don't want to. All right.
Joey in the chat says, Noah Centineo hasn't been my number one celeb crush in like 3 years. I am mad because, like, I know Joey very, very well. Yeah. Like, if I had to like list out people that I know well in my life, Joey would be definitely top 10 at this point.
Is it Sebastian Stan?
I don't know. Yeah, I was about to say, like, Sebastian Stan is the only person I know that would be up there, because she is the Sebastian Stan, Joey Noel. But I can't think of any more recent crushes she's had. And I feel like I'm letting her down right now.
No, I mean, but I mean, remember, you're not talking about her. You're talking about my perception of what her life would be.
Well, yeah, but like, it has to be able to trick us.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, obviously, you guys are fucking chuckleheads and didn't realize that wasn't even her number one pick. That's her number three pick.
No, I knew.
Nerds.
We talk about Sebastian Shaw way too much. The amount of time he comes up.
Did you say Sebastian Shaw or Sebastian Stan?
Stan. I said Shaw, which I didn't mean.
Oh, Sebastian Shaw is the fucking...
Yeah, the character from...
Fast and Furious? Bacon's bad guys.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, all yeah.
Right, listen, we finished. We're done. We're done with this podcast now, ladies and gentlemen.
We are done.
That's it. What did she say? Chris Evans is our other default. Mm. But Chris Evans, okay, Seb is correct. Okay.
So she's just real like into Evans. Like Captain America and the Winter Soldier.
Okay, so this is how
tired movie.
That's it. This is how and like her two biggest crushes fighting. That's cool to see. This is how tired I am right now. I read Joey Noel. Sebastian stands correct. I don't really have Joey Noel. I don't really have one of the other than him. Joey Noel. Chris Evans is the other default. And then I didn't look at the next name, but it just said Darth Vader, and I was like, wow. Joey's really into Darth Vader.
Oh, okay.
That makes complete and total sense. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, that's been your podcast for this week. It's been our pleasure to get out there, and it's been one. I think we really accomplished something this week. I'm very curious to see where Tim's going to title this one.
I don't know. I will say, Nick, that I've had on the metadata sheet that I have, there's a name for an episode that I've had saved at the bottom that one day I'm going to use. I don't think today is the day, but it just says, this episode is just okay.
Yeah.
And one day we're going to use that.
I feel like you could use today. That on this episode.
I feel like this was better than okay. I feel like there was moments where it could have been, but we got there.
This is a great episode.
Those are always really good titles to get people to click and be like, what is this?
Yeah.
You know, like when you just put on the thumbnail, like, this one's fine. it's like people are going to be like, what happened here? I have to go check this out.
People you know? Like they like to tune in for either to agree with us and be like, yeah, this was definitely a fine episode, or to vehemently disagree with us. Like, this was great. You guys are fucking stupid.
Lord.
Anyway, guys, if you want to support this channel, you can do it a couple different ways. You know the rigmarole. You can go over to youtube.com/kindoffunny and subscribe to our channel. You can hit that little bell notification to make sure you're getting our notifications when new content is uploaded, or you can go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny and back us over there, where you get access to our cool Patreon exclusive post show, which we are going to start right now.